It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Almost everyone I talk to is frustrated about how and what to feed their kids for breakfast, especially on school mornings. Well, today, Jen Nicholas, who is founder of Yummy Healthy Easy blog, is in our Family Food Kitchen to give us your wonderful recipes for this most important meal of the day. Jen, how do you feel all four of your boys a healthy breakfast before school starts?
Well, it's tough. I have four, and they all go to school at different times. So I have kind of a spread out morning, which I know some people don't have that because they're headed to work in the morning. But I have my 13-year-old goes to school an hour before my 10-year-old goes to school. So I kind of plan it out to where I can make him something for breakfast and we can put his lunch together. And then I focus on my 10-year-old. And then my two younger ones go to preschool about 30 minutes after. So I kind of have it spread out. But I know that that's not the case for everybody. We like to do kind of things ahead of time if possible. So on my blog, I have a lot of different recipes for things like muffins, you know, that you can make the night before, and you can freeze them even and throw them in the microwave for a quick breakfast, like that kind of an idea. I have all sorts of different ones. Like I have ones with quinoa on my blog. I have some really good ones with like fruit. I have one that's called the Sunshine Muffin that has carrot and apple and just tons of healthy stuff. And my kids actually like them. You can't really taste it. So that's an idea.
I saw, Jen, you have a great recipe for a baked oatmeal, which having four boys of all different ages, I really liked because you can maybe personalize them a little bit. Tell us about that baked oatmeal recipe you have on there.
Oh, yeah, the baked oatmeal is great because you can make that ahead of time, too. You can make that the night before and reheat it. Super easy. Real healthy ingredients, you know. You can add things to it, like if your kids like fruit, you can either throw it on the top or you can even add it into the oatmeal before you cook it. Yeah, that's a good one. My kids like oatmeal.
Do all your four boys like it?
Oh. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I think when it's baked, it's a different texture than if you're like flopping, like, here's some oatmeal, you know, and it's just like a glob on a plate. This is more like a casserole kind of look to it, you know, and it's not as intimidating, I don't think. And you can add even stuff like, you know, like whipped cream or I don't know.
You're so right. And I've done those too into little cupcakes. So you can put them in like little muffin tins. And you can put different toppings for each kid. Because with four boys, I mean, do you have like some that really like dried fruit? The other ones really like nuts. So you're always having to make different things, or do you just make one thing for all four of them?
No, they all like different things, and I try, but my husband gets mad sometimes. He's like, you can't cater to them. Like, you have to just make one thing and, like, make all of me. But sometimes you just can't do that, and that is true. Like, you could do that in a mini muffin tin, and then, you know, I have my oldest son loves fruit, any fruit. He'll eat any fruit, and my 10-year-old is like, he only has, like, a few fruits that he really likes, so I kind of work around it, and if I can get them to eat the baked oatmeal and then just do the different toppings, that's easier than making a whole separate breakfast for, like, all four of them, you know?
That's a great idea. How about eggs? How do you make eggs easy, yummy, and healthy in the morning?
I have a recipe for a spinach and egg omelet, and it has, it's like a clean eating omelet, and it has, like, some cottage cheese in the middle. Like, so you cook the spinach first, and then you put the eggs in it. And then you put like a little layer of cottage cheese in the middle, and then you kind of flip it so it's into thirds kind of. And so you don't know that there's cottage cheese in it. And my kids will actually eat it. I mean, my older ones are good about eating spinach, but my younger two are like, what's this green stuff? I usually hide it in smoothies for them.
Oh, smoothies. That's another one. That's a perfect one for breakfast. Do you do a lot of smoothies for breakfast?
We do a lot of smoothies, a lot of smoothies. We just got a really great blender, and my husband will do like one at night, and then he'll take that to work, and then I'll make the kids a smoothie in the morning. I mean, that's the best way to get them ready for the day, because you can add in anything, and they won't know. You can throw, you know, protein powder or yogurt, you know. I mean, there's tons of protein things, like flaxseed and chia seeds and stuff like that that you can throw in there. That the kids don't even know it's there, and it's pink. You know, you can make it pink, so they're like, oh, cool, it's a shake, and it's full of healthy stuff, you know?
Smoothies are your sort of your golden answer, your golden ticket to getting everything in your kids' tummies that they need, and to make it really taste good. It doesn't have to be just loaded with sugar. Just fruit is a great flavor. Smoothies have been, they're an everyday event in our house and have been for years and years. And they're fast and easy, which brings me to my next question, because I certainly understand and sure, other moms also have kids that don't always go out the door at the same time because school starts at different times. I see kids at the bus stop at 7 in the morning or 6:30 in the morning. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how do you do this? So my question is about time. You know, you've got a beautiful baked oatmeal, which you said you can do and prepare the night before, but a baked eggs with spinach sounds delicious, but how do you find, I mean, how long, your blog is yummy, easy, healthy, easy, and I think you're time saver oriented. So give us some understanding of how you get all this in a very short period of time.
Well, like things that I like to make, like I said, I like to do things ahead of time. So if I can make it and just be able to throw something, like I said, like a muffin in the microwave for a few seconds so it's warm, that's done. I mean, they can even take that with them. I like to make granola bars from scratch. That's something that I can make, you know, in the afternoon, day before, or whatever. Whenever I have a free second, they don't take long. Like, a lot of my recipes are very quick, easy, throw it all together, put it in the oven, and then you have that prepared. You can even put them in, like, you know, Ziploc baggies or whatever and have them on hand so that you have that last minute. If you're like, wow, I have to get up at 6 to get my kid to the bus stop at 6:15, you have that already ready to go. But some of my recipes, like I have a pumpkin French toast that's really good that is seriously, it's like 5 ingredients or something. It's super easy to put together. It makes 3 French toast. It takes like 10 minutes. I mean, it sounds intimidating, but it's not. These things don't take long to make, you know?
That's the same thing. It sounds like weekend breakfast.
I know, but it's really quick. You don't, it really doesn't take long at all.
Well, I've made French toast for my grandkids when they come visit, and you know, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we got to get up, we got to get going to do whatever we're going to do. And there are 3 of them, and they're all different ages. And I think, what do I do, and how do I get that protein in them? I think eggs, eggs, eggs. But I can't do scrambled eggs every time. They need filler. They need something to last. French toast comes in handy very fast. I agree with that. In fact, I have them help me. They help, you know, break the eggs and stir and dip, and we put cinnamon in it, and they love it. I love the idea of a pumpkin. So I agree. Don't be afraid of French toast. And a cool thing to do is put it in a waffle iron, and then it's really fun. You know, they go, wow, how'd you do that? It makes it easy to cook as well.
I love waffle irons, for even for lunch and dinner and dessert. I have some, like, waffle cookies on my blog. I have, like, some paninis made with waffle irons. I love waffles. I just made waffles for dinner the other night. That was a win. My boys were excited.
I bet. And the other thing, you mentioned making it ahead of time, and some of those recipes you mentioned, it's even things like the muffins. You can do it on a Sunday, right? And, like, freeze them.
Yeah.
And then you're not even, you know, maybe you have a busy night because you had practice, like 3 different sports practices. So then you had a really busy night, but you already had it from Sunday. So then in the morning, you just pop them in the microwave or in the toaster oven, and they're ready to go. So those are really great ideas. I like it. Do you have a favorite breakfast recipe that you want to tell us to look for in your blog?
I really like, other than the smoothies, I really like parfaits myself. But that's something that my sister and I, whenever we go, like, somewhere, if we go on a trip or whatever, we have to stop and get yogurt, and she brings, we have this recipe that's kind of in the family, and she'll bring it with her on trips in a baggie, because it's that
that's
good,
great.
And it's so good. It has honey instead of sugar, and it has coconut oil, so that's on there.
That's great, Jen. We'll make sure everybody check it out on yummyhealthyeasy.com. And for more information on how to feed your families, go to kidcritics.org. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.